650-213-20 WILS. You know, I was watching some television very recently, and they had this thing called cool sculpting. It's a treatment. It costs many hundreds of dollars. You put it around your waist, and it's supposed to freeze fat and make it disappear. It made me think of my next guest, and if any of these approaches can work, Warren Honeycutt with us, author of Get Lean for Life. Find him at gethoneycutt.com, a man who's sculpted his body the old-fashioned way by exercising. Warren, great to have you on WILS.
Always great to be with you, Mike. Thank you.
Now, I don't know if you've heard about cool sculpting. It's a new thing. But what do you think in general these approaches, cool, or even if you do the liposuction, the idea of trying to get at your fat through external means, what do you make of that?
Well, it is really good for one fantastic thing, Mike. And that's the bank accounts of the surgeons and the people that run the clinics. It's a super thing for that.
Someone who's got a bunch of fat on their waist, right? Because you can work out a lot and still have fat along your waist. What about the idea of just trying to target it or do some liposuction to get it out of there?
Well, and I've got several friends that are world-renowned plastic surgeons. And I've spoken with them about this. And it does get rid of the fat right under the skin for a while. But the issue, Mike, here is this. If they don't change what brought on the fat in the first place, it's going to come back. And the problem, especially with liposuction, and the rat thing is pretty much, it's a fad. It will be gone soon. But the point I'm making is this. The liposuction, when they pull it out, but when you gain the fat back, it has a tendency, a real strong tendency, to have the fat around where they pulled it out, making some very ugly dimples.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you actually have like a lumpy look to you?
Yes, totally lumpy look.
That doesn't sound like fun. But tell me this, Warren, because part of the issue is it's not just the fat, it's this, what they call stubborn fat, right? The fat that doesn't seem to go away. I mean, the rest of your body may be lean, but still, the you got a little fat on your waist or on your hindquarters. What do you do with that kind of thing?
Well, obviously, again, the biggest thing, Mike, is to stay away from the sugar and the refined flour and do a lifestyle change that uses something in regard to physical fitness. But at the end of the day, if you're still there, and depending on your age, I recommend this, and it does help a lot of people, and that is get your doctor and someone that understands hormones to do a blood test, a full panel blood test, to determine whether or not you have some hormones that are out of balance. That can happen, and especially as we get into our 30s and 40s, no question it happens. Mm-hmm. But the biggest thing that one can do, man or woman, to actually keep their metabolism up and the hormones where they need to be is exercise. Well, absolutely bar none.
Warren Honeycutt with us on WILS. I'm curious what your thoughts about hormones are. You're in your 60s. You're built like a 30-year-old easily, if not, well, a very fit 30-year-old.
Yeah, now, what do you
make, Warren, of the thing with guys with this testosterone issue, low T, we keep hearing about it. Is that something you think most guys really have a problem with, or is that an exercise issue?
It is an exercise issue, but there are some things and a lot of evidence showing that, just like women as they get older and they have different hormone issues, we do too as guys. And a lot of guys, if it gets very low, their quality of life pretty much goes away because they have no energy, they don't sleep well, they don't feel good, and they don't really feel like going out there and climbing the mountain. And if that's the case, for a whole lot of reasons, and I will say this, our overall testosterone levels in America have gone down over the last 30, 40 years because of our environment.
So it's reasonable, you think, even as an older man, to consider testosterone?
Yes, I mean, if with blood tests, Mike, it shows a low level. Now, again, if exercise doesn't bring it back, with a doctor's direction, I'm all for that because I've seen a lot of guys helped a great deal with that. Yeah. Now, to get into all the steroids that the heavy-duty bodybuilders do, no. That'll wreck your body.
And you've been a bodybuilder for many years. You won championships and so on. What Did you ever delve into steroids at all at any point?
No, I quit. I quit actually bodybuilding, Mike, in my 20s because I got up to the state level and I knew. And actually, at that time, steroids weren't even illegal. We're going back now, you know, 40 years. And steroids were everywhere, but they weren't even illegal. And you could get them easily at a gym. And I inherently knew something was wrong with putting a chemical in your body to make it grow muscle that it wouldn't ordinarily do. Hmm. And so I dropped out of bodybuilding until I got into my 50s. When I say bodybuilding, I dropped out of a contest. I didn't stop exercising and nutrition and the lifestyle.
Oh, but you got back into it later in life.
Yeah, yeah. People have a little more common sense about those kind of things.
Yeah, but you maintained your muscle throughout the years. For someone that has not, can they ever get to the muscular condition you are yourself, or is that something you have to do your whole life?
It's not just the exercise, Mike. In all fairness to anybody, anyone can get in better shape and increase their energy and everything else that goes along with it. But to build muscle, and especially to the point that, you know, you have what is called a very muscular athletic physique, that is predominantly reserved for people that, you know, chose the right mom and dad in the gene pool. That's what it amounts to. Now, that doesn't mean that someone that is an endoderm, which is, you know, the round, thicker people, can't lose weight and get in much better shape. Mm-hmm. But as far as having, you know, a 50-inch chest and a 32-inch waist and those kind of things, that's really reserved for the natural athletic build, in all fairness.
About a minute left, but later in life, can you really build a massive muscle on your body in your 50s and 60s?
Dependent, again, on your genes, but yes, a lot of people can, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I know people in their 60s and even 70s that have very good physiques.
Yeah.
And in figures, if you're a lady, I mean, you can do tremendous things with 15 minutes, and this is research very recently, Mike, and I can't recall, I did it on my show the other day, but very recently they pointed out that resistance exercise, 15 minutes twice a week, has tremendous benefits for blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, across the board.
That doesn't sound like much.
Yeah.
50 minutes twice a week, I think anyone can do that. It's Warren Honeycutt. His book is Get Lean for Life, and you can find him online at Get Honeycutt. With two T's, gethoneycut.com. Warren, thank you very much.
Thank you as always, Mike. Have a good one.
That's it for us. We're back tomorrow. Good night.